From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jarablus, now under the control of the Islamic State group. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from IS forces. A rebel incursion into Syria from Turkey would likely result in a conflict with U.S.-backed Kurdish forces, who also want to force IS from the area but are opposed by Turkey. The State Department says Turkey has requested the extradition of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was accused of involvement in a coup attempt earlier this year. Spokesman Mark Toner said the request was not related to the attempted coup, but to other issues for which Gulen was being sought by Turkish authorities. The request comes just ahead of a visit to Ankara Wednesday by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. During the visit, Biden is expected to discuss the extradition request and other issues. The U.S. military says an American soldier died Tuesday as a result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. The United Nations command says North Korea has been laying new landmines on its side of the border with South Korea. North Korean soldiers have been spotted planting anti-personnel mines on its side of the so-called Bridge of No Return, a river crossing near the border truce village of Panmunjom. The UN command, which oversees the ceasefire that ended the Korean War, condemned the North in a statement released Tuesday, saying the mines seriously jeopardize the safety of people on both sides of the border. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader in the northern city of Sokoto. Chris Stein takes a look.
Defeating Boko Haram and other extremist groups elsewhere in Africa will take more than military force, Kerry said.
To win the struggle for the future, nations need to do more than just denounce bankrupt, dead-end ideologies that the terrorists support. They also have to offer their citizens an alternative that is better.
Kerry said corruption must be curbed. That is a major issue in Nigeria, where two-thirds of the people live in poverty in one of Africa's top oil producers and biggest economies. Chris Stein, Sokoto, Nigeria.
A suspected al-Qaeda leader held in the Guantanamo Bay terrorist prison has been seen by the public for the first time since 2002. Abu Zubaydah is making a court case for his release. Zubaydah was arrested shortly after the 9/11 terrorist attack in 2001. U.S. President Barack Obama today visited Louisiana, where floods have ravaged much of the southern part of the state. The president hoped to reassure flood victims that his administration has made recovery a top priority.
What I want the people of Louisiana to know is that you're not alone on this. Even after the TV cameras leave, the whole country is going to continue to support you and help you until we get folks back in their homes and lives are rebuilt.
Storms and floods earlier this month have claimed the lives of at least 13 people. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has reaffirmed America's commitment to the NATO defense of Baltic nations against aggression from Russia. Speaking to reporters Tuesday in Riga, Biden said the U.S. remains committed to the common defense of all NATO alliance members.
With Russia once more taking aggressive actions and threatening the sovereign rights of its neighbors, NATO remains as vital today as it ever has been.
Joe Biden. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has abandoned his call to deport all 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States. Instead, Trump says he will send convicted criminals to their home countries, but handle other immigration residency disputes much the same way the country does right now, but with greater urgency. Trump says he is not flip-flopping on the deportation issue and has not ended his vow to build a wall along the country's southern border. Meanwhile, a new NBC News SurveyMonkey poll Tuesday shows Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton with a 50% to 42% lead over Trump. Sales of new U.S. houses surged to a nearly nine-year high in July. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department says sales were up more than 12% from the previous month and jumped more than 31% from the same time a year ago. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.